Well, here we are with episode 20. Just recorded 19 just a bit ago. I decided to do two this week. And this will be a normal show instead of a part two of a show. First this week, I'd like to thank a couple people. First and foremost, my wife, Tanya, who, without her support and her telling me, you know, you like doing this, go ahead and make your own podcast. You know, without that support, I won't even have this. And she puts up with me, so everyone should thank her for that. Second of all, I'd like to thank AJ and Ray for the help I've been getting from the both of them this last couple weeks. AJ's starting a Praetonian army. He just sent me a few pictures, and he's doing a great job hitting them. And anyone fortunate enough to play against AJ is going to be facing a very nice army, it looks like. For AJ, I just to let you guys know, both of these gentlemen, they went through and contacted me and hopefully left me iTunes reviews. If not, guilt you into that. But anyway, I'm going to send AJ a small little package and Ray as well. I'm having some stuff printed up, nothing big but engraved, I believe. And AJ is going to receive a few little tidbits as well as a brand new standard bearer for his Praetonian army, Paladin on Warhorse. Ray has been helping me out with a logo for the show, and I think we're going to stick with it. And for his help, I'm going to be sending him a unit of the Fallen. These will be a fully painted Dark Angels unit, and hopefully Ray enjoys them. He's not playing 40K yet. He made a mistake. He'd go ahead and tell me what color scheme he would go with if he did play 40K. And hopefully this will not sucker him into, but entice him to play a Dark Angels army. And I believe he'll have a fun time playing this. So those go my thank yous. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Phil Jensen this week. St. Patrick's Day birthday, so happy birthday, Phil. And this logo now is going to be, remember, Fanatics, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. And that's what we're going to go with. Going to change that on the website. Going to put it on the end of every show. And thank you, Ray. I appreciate the help. So let's go ahead and start this week's show. First, let's talk about the week in Warhammer. My week, anyway. I've been going through and just, I got the new White Dwarf. Got a little late. I went through and got the Battle Missions book. Also got Skaven Errata, which we'll do on the next show. Probably with a more 40K podcast next week outside of the Skaven review. Hopefully we'll see some Blood Angels in the next episode as well. And looking forward to that. Beautiful army. If you haven't got a chance to check them out, whew, army is going to be sweet. Hopefully the rules accompany the sweetness. And they'll be a very, very fun army to play. Been putting together a little bit of my Space Hulk game. I'm getting ready to actually convert a game's GW case to hold my Space Hulk game. I'm going to use all the foam and deck it out really nice. I'm also taking the timer and putting it inside some cities of the 40K cities. I'm making a little holder for the hourglass, give it a little more of that gothic 40K feel. I know I was going to start Beastmen. You know what? I brought the wrong White Dwarf this week. Alright, so I lied. We're not going to go over the new White Dwarf, but I'll tell you what's in it. It's a non-event for that issue, but we'll go ahead and go over that. Well, anyway, I dropped Beastmen. I thought about it just taking a while for the local game store to actually get everything in because they're dilly-dallying around. Not the game store, but actually GW. Just doing online orders and stuff. And even though the army looks nice, I'm going to go with a previous idea I had. When I was on a Miscast podcast, I went ahead and I stated that I wanted to do a Forest Spirit army for Wood Elves. And I'm going to go ahead and do that. I picked up some pieces. I picked up 3 Treekin, a unit of Wild Riders, High Elf. Oh my God, just a show on High Elves. Wood Elf on a Stag. Now he's going to Forest Spirit rule. I am waiting on 3 units of Dryads, and I'm going to paint that up, and that will be my new 1,250-point army. As I stated in the Praetonian issue, which we'll go through a deeper look at Praetonians in the future, is 1,250 is a great place to start. It gives you your core fundamental army. You can add on from there and everything. So I'm looking very forward to it. I like all elves but high elves. That's about it. Anyway, that's my week, what I've been doing outside of finding a new slogan for the show, talking to some very good people about the show and taking in their ideas. I started editing a little bit more as per request. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tedious, but I know it. And I'll try to give you guys a better show that route. So let's go ahead and talk about exactly what was in the White Dwarf I brought with me. Basically, a lot of commercial. It focused a lot on the battle missions. There's a book I'll be going over in a few minutes here for the Warhammer 40K. And a little bit of Lord of the Rings and some previews of some Beastmen stuff. Not really that big of an event. The Standard Bearer was nice, and they had a few, of course, the heavy metal articles. So I'll make that up to you, go over it soon. I'm probably going to end up asking for a subscription to the White Dwarf so I can go ahead and get the White Dwarfs a little bit early. So the first time you hear from them will hopefully either be when you're getting yours in the mail or a week or two before you can get them at your local GameStop. Not the video game place, but your game store. So let's go ahead and battle missions. Why did I pick it up? Well, for one, I play 40K. Two, I do a podcast, and I want to go ahead and review the newest 40K book, Outside of Tyranids, which I haven't got yet, and I'm almost tempted not to get it because everyone's telling me how insane it is. So I don't want to start another 40K army. I've already started again with the Space Wolves. And I'm loving what I'm seeing for the Blood Angels, but my mind is not loving it because I have ADD, folks. I don't know if that's diagnosed or not, but I like the way the new Blood Angels are looking, and it might happen. I'm not sure, but it might happen. So I picked up those battle missions. Well, I play 40K, and I want to see what was inside. The big selling point from it is when in the last White Dwarf, it stated that there was expansion on the rules for kill teams. Very cool idea. I played kill teams before, and they were basically based inside of a couple White Dwarfs and taking basically a squad and doing these little missions and stuff like that. And it was pretty in-depth, and they kind of built out for me saying there are new rules for kill teams, so I picked up those battle missions because I like to play kill teams. Well, anyway, I went through and picked it up. A nice little chunk on it, $25 for this book. All the pictures are color. All the pictures in here are color, so it's a, as per buying value, it's a nice book. The cover has the Vostarians on it, and lo and behold, who plays Vostarians in 40K? I do. So it's just like it appealed to me. So you go through and you know, what is Battle Missions? Well, it is just a book chocked full of a little less than 100 pages of different missions to fight against based on your army. Let's see. It's got the random battle mission table. You roll a D66, which is 2 6-sided dice, and you go through. And it'll give you a number. You know, designate one as your tens, one as your ones. Different scenarios you can play. Going all up to Tyranids, Tau, Space Marines, Orcs, Necrons, Imperial Guard, Eldar, Dark Eldar, Chaos Demons, Chaos Space Marines. Oh my. So, we go on through there and we're like, okay, well, that's, you know, well, crap, that's a lot of battle missions that we can pick through. A lot more that's in the main rule book. And I'll go through and I'll go ahead and read one. So I went ahead and rolled two dice. Well, let's go ahead and talk through the book first. Every page is in color. Each section of the different race talks about the race itself and also their strengths and benefits and how they roll, so to speak, in battle. Next page over, immediately after that, shows you a table. Sectioned off their enemy deployment area, which is always going to be, if you're in a chaos section, the enemy deployment area is not going to be you if you're chaos. So shows you where the divider is. Basically, the standard deployment map. Each, like I said, is all color. It's pretty nice. And talks about a lot of different, it shows a lot of different scenarios and such. But let's go ahead and look at what we're looking at. Let's randomly turn to Imperial Guard. That wasn't random. That was what I play. So, anyway, it goes through a two-page thing about how the Imperial Guard works. Nice little map on the inside. Kind of reminds me of if you are a Black Library reader. I think it's called Reese's Mission or whatever. It's about Crimson Fist. In the middle of the book has color maps. Sweet idea. Good job, Black Library. But it shows little maps, you know, about a little Vanguard mission. And it talks about the Ragnarok campaign with the Imperial Guard. It tells you about, you know, how the Imperial Guard works and stuff. So it's got a little fluff in it, too. They got a little... And it's got different battle missions for each thing. Like, the first one, Return to Imperial Guard, is a prepared assault. On the following page, it shows you how the table split off. Imperial Guard deployment area, enemy deployment area, objectives. And it's even got a bonus for this mission called Stray Round Markers. And it tells you how to deploy, your objectives, what's in reserves, first turns, game length, victory conditions, and special rules. Standard battle mission, just as in the 40K rulebook, but it gives you a whole list of them, giving you a little bit of versatility to play your games in different ways that maybe you didn't think of before, or you wish you could have if you got some type of template for you and your friend or your buddies or whatever to play a different game. I know a lot of times when at our local store here, a lot of guys will sit there and they'll want to play in a campaign or something, and then it'll go good for a week or two and then fall apart because no one really likes the guy's focus on everything. And it just falls apart because people lack the continuity and stuff. This here gives you, this is this battle, this is that battle, and you can pretty much go through of everything. And each battle mission here kind of focuses a little bit on the strength of the army that you wish to play. I mean, if you sit through and you say, okay, well, I'm going to play Space Marines, and you're going to play Orcs. Sure, we can roll off on random missions, or we can just roll the dice, and whoever whoever wins the dice roll can pick whether he wants to play basically on something that might benefit him on the Orcs, or if he wants to play on Space Marines. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but and you could roll off from there. So it ends up being a nice little book. I'm not direly upset with it. Games Workshop does leave me sometimes wanting a little bit more, especially in Cities of Death and Planet Strike. But it's a nice book. All color. Great pictures and models. But let's go on to why I picked this book up. This is where my disappointment falls in. Kill Team. Instead of having this beautiful thing where it talks you through and how you can pick this from this unit, how you pick that from this unit, and you know, and designate what you do this, and it kind of takes a Necromunda / Mordheim feel from the White Dwarf issues in the previous, and it takes it to, well, here you go, 200 point army, you got one elite, up to two troops, and one fast attack, table deployment set up in quarters, and you go ahead and pick three of your models and give them each a specialist as per the 40K rulebook. And every man for himself, basically, you don't have to stay in units. That's it. There's nothing. There's no advancement. There's no special. There is no ultimate, you know, here we are. Let's play this scenario about getting the governor off the planet or assassinating somebody. Lacked focus on this Games Workshop. Kill Team thing left me wanting. Pretty bad, actually. I'm glad I didn't pick this book up blindly and it wasn't sealed and hoping that the Kill Team section would be great, because it is not. That's not bad. It's better than nothing, but it's not great. Next one is Linebreaker. Another special scenario where basically you're fighting three Baneblades against 1,500-point army is basically... It's basically just because they wanted to. And it seems pretty silly. Wasted if you don't have a Baneblade or anything of the sort. Last one is pretty cool, I guess. It's basically, well, let's go ahead and take a special character and a designated point list to follow him. And we're going to pit our special characters against each other. It gives you a chance to play with some badasses that you might not have played with in before, because you can't get somebody to agree to play with special characters. Or gives you some, you have no use for him in the army, but you would like to play him. So that's a little quirky little three scenarios at the end of this Battle Missions book. Like I said, I can't go off enough about the beautiful pictures in here. I really like looking what they did with the Cities of Death Terrain and building these big cityscapes and everything. And it's just... it'd be nice to have the money to go ahead and do this. The book is nice. If you're an avid 40K player, I suggest picking it up. It's a good tool to have, good resource. Not a very extensive read, so if you're looking for something to throw on the desk or coffee table or in the bathroom, it's not really going to fulfill your needs there, but as for actual playing and taking it to the hobby store and can't figure out what type of battle you want to do, perfect book to pick it up. Like I said, each special mission works around the strength of the appropriate army towards the, you know, in each section and stuff, and it's goodbye. So, go ahead and, you got the Sean Hammer approval, I suppose, if that matters anything much to anybody. But, I'm gonna leave you with that. That short little extra podcast for me being a slacker, which I am, and if you look on my, my battalion page, it says, woohoo, the slacker train has left the station. And remember, fanatics, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Until next time, bye.